Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into the third and final hour of this live Tuesday edition of the worldwide broadcast. Coming up, we'll get into the Total Information Awareness Network, what they're up to. 1 in 10 in England on Prozac. Hundreds of missiles missing in the Ukraine. People worldwide fighting the global passport, global ID system, and that's exactly what it is. But first, back to your calls. I love your calls. Love talking to you. Helga in Texas, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Question. Did the police in Austin, Texas get federalized about 2 weeks ago? Somebody told me.
Yeah, News 8 had a swearing in of a whole bunch of officers under federal control so they could then be under a UN treaty. They even said this, to go to foreign countries to arrest people, and they were bragging, now I can go to Germany or Japan or Mexico and arrest people, and of course that means foreign police can come here and grab you if you violate their laws on speech or whatever. That's already been happening, where Germans come here and grab people for First Amendment issues and take them over there for books they've written. And all over the country, they're federalizing police, and this is part of the control.
I have to talk nicely to my adrenal glands because I think we're all running on steroids, feeling it. What about our resolution? What difference did it actually make that we filed
here in Austin,
the resolution?
We got the resolution passed to throw out the Patriot Act. But as usual, the battle isn't over.
Gave you one, and I think everybody should go to the city clerk and demand one and carry it around. And I would like to see thousands and thousands of people on the street and declaring, independence from this.
But see, the mainstream media doesn't make freedom important. It makes worshiping some gang member, football player, more important. It makes watching Britney Spears, the role model of our children, dance around half naked with a snake. That's what everybody's focused on.
You know what I heard the other morning in our station, KLBG, whatever it's called?
Yes.
The guy from Hollywood said, oh, the newest Gina, is running behind Britney Spears in Los Angeles. And naturally, the three guys on the radio, they said, hush, hush, who Gina is, right? She's one of, I guess that's her name, Bush's daughters.
Oh, yeah. In fact,
anyway,
it's funny.
They say, hush, hush, don't say anything else. Anyway, one more thing.
Actually, I listen to that station probably once every 2 weeks or something.
I know.
I happened to hear that morning where they had the Hollywood Reporter on about
movies. Right, the Hollywood Reporter, right.
Yeah, and about the Bush daughters on tour with Britney when she's doing her lingerie act. And a lot of partying. And, they said don't talk about it.
Yeah, don't
talk
about
it. This is the freedom of America. You do not talk about our God.
One more question. Since we have now heavy damage control going on in the news, there is this woman, Karen Hughes, I think her name is, who is was the speechwriter. And she is excellent. I mean, my God, she is good. I have seen her now twice on the television here doing damage control.
Yeah, they dispatched her.
Who is she?
She was the governor's one of his handlers.
Yes, but I mean, what is her background that she has? I mean, she is very, she is just...
Yeah, she's
very
a better
powerful.
Liar than Condoleezza Rice or Kingpin.
Yeah, but
Armitage.
I mean, she has the power in person. I mean, she is just, that person you want to believe her. She is terribly attractive.
Yeah, good liar. Good to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
New Avacor makes your hair visibly thicker and fuller with the very first application. Call 800-397-7234. 800-397-7234. Avacor is proven to stop hair loss and regrow hair. We're so sure Avacor will work for you, there's up to a full one-year guarantee. Call today, 800-397-7234. That's 800-397-7234. Regrow your hair with Avacor. Call 800-397-7234. Order Avacor today.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There was an article in the New York Times yesterday, and they admitted the explosion of crime, the 34% increase in illegals by the millions pouring across the southwestern border. The illegals are burning people's houses. Mexican troops are shooting and killing people, raping, robbing. I mean, it's bedlam. And in this big three-page article, they admit all the problems, but then say the solution is just legalize all of them so they can all just come across legally. That's the answer, see. As border woes strain Arizona, U.S. and Mexico talk. Every other morning, Bud Strom begins a ritual of life on the Arizona border, mounting his horse, Bandit, and traversing the mesquite and grassland of his 1,000-acre cattle ranch in Hereford to look for barbed wire fencing broken by border crossers. Come dusk, he will often stumble upon the border crossers themselves. A few months ago, he came upon a pregnant Mexican teenager and a boyfriend looking for shelter. See, they come here to have the babies. That's why California's bankrupt. From the cold rain. Before that, it was a man from Sicily who spoke no English but scrawled on the ground that he wanted to get to New Hampshire. Before that, it was a man simply demanding uno cerveza, a beer. The border is so porous that we probably get 1,000 people a week coming through this ranch. It's that severe, said Mr. Strom, 72. His property sits on the Mexican border about 95 miles south of Tucson. They're all just looking for a way to head north through the mountains. And it says, in recent months, there has been an eruption of illegal immigration and related violence in Arizona. And with it has come the realization by federal officials, no matter how many hundreds of thousands of migrants they catch and send back over the border, many will return time and time again unless the government finds better ways to keep them out of the country and out of harm's way. And then later the answer is go ahead and legalize them, give them the worker pass. They can come to the border crossings. Here's the deal. You prosecute people that hire illegals. You know, and you make it medium-sized businesses because small businesses don't know, or you know, hire somebody for a day, you don't know. But you go after medium-sized businesses that have hundreds of employees that are doing this, and you start arresting people, and it'll stop real quick, and the illegals won't be coming up here. And they're from all over. They're from Central Asia. They're from the Middle East. They're from Africa. They're from Eastern Europe. They're from Russia. They're from Japan. They're from everywhere. And it says American and Mexican officials agreed in February to explore the repatriation plan, which is similar to a program that was scrapped in the mid-90s, though Mexico has resisted the idea in recent years. American officials saw the willingness to reconsider the plan partly as a sign of goodwill in response to President Bush's recent call for a temporary worker program. However, officials made clear that there were still potentially major issues involving logistics and financing to be worked out, and that some issues remained off limits. "We would never allow someone to be sent back to their hometown if they didn't agree to it," said a Mexican diplomat who spoke on a condition of anonymity because the negotiations were continuing. "The program has to be voluntary. That issue is not even on the table." So it's just all staged. Very, very serious. And, I mean, the stuff coming out of the border now, I mean, it is just bedlam. Mexican troops machine gunning, killing people, blowing stuff up, burning down houses, FBI coming into private ranchers' homes that, you know, speak out or videotape the foreigners. They get arrested. I mean, it is just everything to get rid of our sovereignty, part of the Pan-American Union. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here. Larry in Arizona, then Gabrielle, Richard, and others. Larry, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? It's good to talk to you. The reason I called, I sent you an email on your tips at Infowars.com. Did you get it from Larry from Arizona?
No. What did it say?
What it is, it's about I've drafted a petition for redress of grievances before both houses of Congress on the floor at the same time, you know, under Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution. And I've contacted Joyce and Dave, Pastor Bush, and a whole bunch of other
people. Yeah, you called a few weeks ago and you plugged where people could get it.
Yeah, but I just wondered if you got a. I sent you the part of a copy on the email of it.
I got to be honest with you. I spent about 2 hours trying to read email and I get to a lot of it, but I didn't get to yours.
Right.
I didn't see it.
You don't have to have a fax number, do you, Alex?
Yeah, I do.
I have your fax number, so I can send you a full copy of it?
Sure. It's 512
899
9809.
Oh, yeah. One thing I wanted to touch on, too, was, is you know that Donald Rumsfeld was one of the head CEOs, you know, for GD Cereals when they got
Monsanto approving aspartame.
Exactly right. You know, and that aspartame is actually a biological weapon.
Look, he's a wicked creature. When he's not selling nuclear reactors in North Korea or arming Saddam with chemicals and biologicals, he's getting aspartame approved for now thousands of foods. I mean, he is a literal demonic creature walking around on two legs.
Yes, he is. In fact, the Food and Drug Administration wouldn't let it in the United States for 16 years, and he got it in. But do you mind if I give out that the email site where if anybody's interested in it, they can email me? Because I want to send you this full draft of it and everything else, you know, to explain.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, my email address is petition grievances 2004, the numerals 2004, at yahoo.com.
All right. Good to hear from you. Appreciate the call. Gabrielle in Texas, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I just want to say I really like the work you're doing. You inspired me. I got a radio program on Co-op Radio where we're attacking the New World Order. But one thing I want to let people know is I'm going to start a petition right now, and it's basically going to be to redesign the police uniforms in Austin. We'll kind of go with the San Antonio model where we're going to request that they go with the blue shirts and the white hats. And I think this can counteract a lot of the Malthusian effects that these cops get when they wear that black ski mask and those black clothes. I mean, you know, they think it's a war on the people, and they're supposed to be public servants, and somehow
Also, they're always in mourning, so they cover up their badge numbers with black tape year-round. About half the police you see are violating the state law, covering up their badge numbers. And they won't tell you who they are when they're down there in the black Darth Vader outfits.
Exactly. So part of the uniform redesign protest I'm coming up with is to prominently display their badge number and their name and to wear white hats and blue shirts. And I think that's going to have a large psychological effect on the way these cops behave.
Well, I know that the old San Antonio police chief, he retired a few years ago, Ali Philippus, and he's in Police State 2000s. It was a great guy. Delta Force tried to bribe him, and he was an Army veteran, by the way, tried to bribe him to do their urban warfare training ops and terrify the people, and he said, no way. But
this is ridiculous. When we have the cops in camouflage gear, why are they in camouflage? They're not even in the woods. It's just for psychological fear.
It's all about psychology, and it's admitted. It's about terrifying us into submission. Why does a bank robber wear a mask but to hide their identity and to terrify people? Just 10 years ago, we all knew the bad guys wore masks. Now the good guys do.
Yeah, so I'm getting the message out on 91.7 Co-op. I do the Thursday evening news there. But if anybody wants to help with this petition to change the uniforms, they can email me. Can I give up my email address?
Well, you know what? No, I'm sorry, you can't. Because let me tell you what happened. About 5 years ago, I let everybody call in and plug all their stuff. And it literally got to the point where they were going, I've got a tractor for sale, and I want to give you my contact info. And then somebody wants to give their phone number out. And then somebody wants to give their... And then all my show becomes is 50 talk show hosts in a line plugging their talk shows. You just plug that you're on Thursday night, and you just plug when you're on. And you need to put up a website because my show, no one will listen to it if all it is email addresses. Now, I don't know if you understand that, but if you've been in my shoes, you would do the same thing.
Okay, I can appreciate that.
Yeah, and you plug the radio show, you got it out twice, and I'm happy for you, and I'm glad you're doing this, sir. Why don't you put up a website, or why don't you email
liberatedspace.com.
Yeah, well, there you go. Liberated Space. Oh, I know that show. I've been on it. You can plug your email. Go ahead.
That's it. It's it's Sojourn Rising, SOJURN_RISING, @yahoo.com.
Yeah, the big thing, too, with email is if it's not short, it's not very effective either. But liberatedspace.com, good libertarian talk show. And, yeah, that's fine. It's just I don't want to make the whole show
plug. I understand completely, Alex.
Well, you know, it's back-to-back. Well, you noticed it was just back-to-back.
I'm just trying to wake up all those quote-unquote liberals. And they're finally seeing the light, Alex. I mean, you know, I think the wizard is like the curtain's pulled back, and everyone's starting to see that the wizard is there. And
well, what you need to do
that
is
out, people.
You need to get that petition on your website, and then you need to go down to the city council and bring it forward, and need to start that agenda.
I think so, Alex.
Yep. Okay. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. I know a lot of people who have websites, but they don't post their stuff on the website. They just say, "Here's my email address," and email me if you want it. I think it's better to just have websites, more effective. But that's just my opinion. Let's go ahead now and talk to Richard in Florida. Richard, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
I'm going to give you my prognostication on the 2004 election.
Okay.
They're going to, just like 4 years ago, they're selling us on a close election. They have every Bush and Kerry dead even on every single poll. And I think what's going to happen is, if we don't have another terrorist attack, I think what's going to happen is they're going to, it's just like the 2000 election. You're going to have Bush winning with the
Electoral College,
and then the...
Then they'll have to have a constitutional convention to get rid of the Electoral College, and yeah.
Yeah, they're going to push only about 56% of the people are going to be voting in electronic voting machine, and they're going to push heavily that other 44% that isn't voting through electronic voting machines get so. You know what I mean? I remember every time they had the hanging Chad thing, they would put, oh, look how easy it is to vote through these electronic voting machines.
Yo, which is admittedly run by the CIA. Anything else you want to add, Richard?
Yeah. Do you know offhand, Alex, how many? Can I wait?
Yeah, you can. Stay there. We'll come back, take a few more calls, and I'm going to plunge in the news.
A couple more calls. Stay with us. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use a Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Old timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. There's seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
All right, Richard in Florida.
Alex.
Yes.
Do you know offhand how many Halliburton-controlled companies have benefited from the war in Iraq?
Oh, I think they said there's like 150-plus different subsidiaries. That's how they run their offshore tax scams. And I believe almost every one of them is in Iraq. They serve the food. They run the concentration camps. They run Camp X-Ray. No bids allowed. I mean, they run everything.
Okay, offhand, I know Kellogg Brown and Root and Halliburton. Could you do you know offhand a couple of others so I can have a good argument here?
I've got all the news articles. I mean, there are just hundreds and hundreds, at least over 150 different Halliburton fronts, and they're admitted subsidiaries, and they're off in the Cayman Islands and everywhere else, and they run everything. I mean, they run the food service for the troops. They sell the fuel to the tanks and helicopters and double charge. They run everything. They put up the TV stations and radio stations. They run everything. I mean, basically, Halliburton gets all the contracts and gives a few to other people that aren't openly part of them, like Bechtel and a few others. DynaCorp.
I'm sorry. Did I say Skull and Bones Control Company said, or did I say Halliburton subsidiaries?
I thought you said Halliburton.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to say how many Skull and Bone controlled companies.
Abby, you said Skull and Bones. It sounded like Halliburton.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's my fault.
Well, you have to go look at the 800 living members, 820 or whatever it is, living members of Skull and Bones, and look at all the boards and corporations that are on. I mean, I have no idea.
All right. I think they're going to, Alex, I think they're going to give the election to Bush because he is more suited to sell us on the next coming wars. And, Kerry just isn't suited for that. You know what I mean?
You don't think his cousin Kerry's going to get it? Well, either way, it's WWF wrestling. This isn't a real election.
No, I know. Oh, I can imagine a Temporary and Long Devil, that's their Skull and Bone names, patting each other on the back at Bohemian Grove or at Skull and Bones meeting. You know, good show.
The first party Bush had after his inauguration at the White House was a Skull and Bones reunion.
Oh, do you remember the article? Did you have that posted?
Yeah, it's posted in the Skull and Bones section
of
PrisonPlanet.com. Good to hear from you, Richard. Warren in Colorado, but I'm coming back and covering news for the balance of the show. Warren, go ahead.
Hi, yes. I was kind of curious. I would like to ask a question to your defense attorney earlier on. And that is when the police stop a car with maybe three individuals, they get to take all the IDs and run them all through the system. What's the purpose for that, or what can they do that? Or?
Well, look, it's not a privilege to drive. The Supreme Court ruled in, 1918, that if it's the general conveyance that everybody uses, they can't demand IDs or and that you have a right to travel on the public roadways. But they considered the motor car to be the unusual conveyance, and so regulation was then brought into bear on that. Then on trucking, they said, ooh, these truckers are making money, let's tax them. Yeah, let's get them. And so all of that started. So they say it's a privilege to drive. It is not a privilege. You know, they're now telling us the Fourth Amendment's a privilege. Well, no, it's not. It's a right. But if we accept what they're saying, they'll tell us that it was an old privilege they got rid of. So it's not just in your car, though. This new ruling is anywhere. You got to answer their questions, give them an ID, lick their boots, no Fifth Amendment.
So they can come in your house and demand everybody's ID?
Yeah, that's the Fifth Circuit. Well, not just your ID. They can just come in your house and search it if they feel like it with no warrant.
Yeah, it's incredible. There's so much going on, you just can't cover it all. But thank you very much, and see you later.
Hey, I appreciate the call. Now, there have been a lot of new rulings, but here's the Las Vegas Review-Journal headline, The Road to the Police State, Must Americans Show Their Papers, Please? And they give the Nazi Germany parallel. But the Fifth Circuit Court, which affects the whole country, by the way, not just the five states that are in it, but the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals just came out and said, look, no more warrants, we can come in your house or business if we feel like it. And the dissenting judges there called it the road to hell. So, road to the police state, road to hell. Well, I think I got a better name for it. The road to tyranny. That's why I made a film called The Road to Tyranny. And it's available at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And later I'll give you the toll-free number. We'll come back to a big news blitz. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
We all need a few basic things in our lives to ensure survival. Food, water, and shelter are a few, but perhaps the most basic is oxygen. Without it, well, no need to discuss the results there. But did you know that oxygen has been used as a medical supplement? Oxygen is considered as the granddaddy of all supplements being prescribed since the 1880s when chemist Charles Marchand sold it to doctors nationally. Everyone needs oxygen to breathe, but if ingested, oxygen will help support aerobic bacteria in our digestive tract, the very bacteria that helps us to break down and absorb our food. There are two basic ways to add beneficial oxygen as a supplement where naturally occurring oxygen may be lacking. The wet form, food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The dry form, crystal oxygen. Food-grade hydrogen peroxide is used by the drop orally, sublingually, or mist inhaled. The dry form, crystal oxygen, sold in capsules that then converts to hydrogen peroxide and is absorbed through the stomach wall osmotically. The uses and health benefits will astound you. For more information or to order, call Oxygenesis at 1-800-491-8766. That's 1-800-491-8766 or visit them at oxygenesis.net and order yours today. Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. Coming up, we'll get into the mass drugging of the population, the latest evidence of the global government involved with the terrorists that they control, and a lot more. Before we do that, just for the next few minutes, bring up Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concepts. You know, it seems daunting, all this horrible stuff happening, but the good news is we're here on the air, exposing it, talking about it, waking a lot of people up right now. But one big way to take control of your life is with your health. And your body is 70% water, and that's where you get most of the toxins, most of the poisons, the herbicides, the pesticides, the mercury, the lead, the arsenic, the fluoride, the chlorine, the dead bacteria, the living bacteria, the Prozac, the Ritalin, the birth control pills, almost every major water supply, even creeks, and they don't know why, are just full of this stuff. It's just in the environment now because billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of pills are being eaten every month. Got 300 million people in this country. Some people gobbling dozens of pills a day. Well, if you're Rush Limbaugh, over 100 Oxycontin a day. I mean, hillbilly heroin. That stuff doesn't break down. It's chemical. It's artificial. And it's very, very serious. And it's time to stop drinking the tap water. You've been used to it your whole life. You don't know the difference. Start drinking good, high-quality filtered water, purified water. And you'll taste and feel the difference in a big hurry, especially if you got, you know, chronic fatigue or don't know why you feel bad. Or a lot of it's what's in the water, especially in big cities. But even a lot of small towns have contaminated water. Debbie Morrow, you got some specials for us. And we can't trust the bottled water. Had the big Coca-Cola bottled water scare of 2 weeks ago. They had to recall all the water. A lot of these bottled waters are just tap water. They just take the taste out. How do we protect ourselves?
Well, you can protect yourself, Alex, by getting your own filtering system for your home. And the Berkey water filter, we feel, is the best available. It sets a whole new standard for gravity water filters because it does take out your pathogenic bacteria and your inorganic chemicals and compounds to below detectable levels. It's real simple to use. It sets on your counter. It holds 2.5 gallons of water. You pour the water in the top. It seeps down through the filters. And if you have fluoride in your water, then you have a post-filter, the PF2 filters that we talk about. So then the water goes through two sets of filters, empties into the bottom container, and then you have a spigot, and you just take your water out. It's very simple, water available all the time, and it's not going to have the poisons in it that you're now drinking from your tap water.
And by the way, a lot of the even expensive systems you buy are hard to put together. They don't really clean the water up. They're just filters, meaning they filter it but don't purify it. This is a super powerful system made in America, and it's what I use. You really and truthfully need to take advantage of this. What are the different specials, Debbie?
We have the Berkey Light with the lights. And the lights are in the base. They don't do anything for filtering the water. They do illuminate it so that you do have a light source should your power go out. So you get the Berkey Light with the lights. You get a choice of two free gifts, either the Berkey Sport bottles, potassium iodate, or the new DVD or VHS tape called Sheltering in Place. And that is package right there is $259. It's a $337 value, so you save $78. And I highly recommend the video Sheltering in Place. If you already have a Berkey, call in and just order the Sheltering in Place by itself. It's a great video. I got to see it, and I loved it. It's so
simple. It's about
simple.
Preparation, designed by experts, but with a housewife carrying it out to, you know, make it all simple and easy. And also, the sport Berkeys, little portable Berkeys, are about $35, $40 in stores. You get five of them for $99. You get 12 of them for $199, and they clean up the water a lot better than the bottled water. It doesn't cut everything out, but it's a good filter, and it's a good gift to give people, so you can take it to work, to the gym, to church, whatever. Nice little sports bottles. Need to get those as well. And if you call, say tonight, so you hear this show at, you know, 2 in the morning this evening, write down the number. Go ahead and call it, and then in the morning they'll call you back. You know, don't procrastinate. 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. And, Debbie, also, this is a big LED array in blue or white lights in the base that lights up a whole room. You can see it for a mile away. You can also buy a solar charger that'll charge the rechargeable batteries. With that system, if you buy that, it'll also charge your cell phones and your shortwave radios or whatever. So this is a good system to have, and it's durable, does tens of thousands of gallons. You'll save the money in a matter of months not buying bottled water. Now is the time to take action.
Yes, and Alex, we do have the water security package available, like you were saying, with the Berkey Light, with the lights, the solar attachment, an extra set of filters, battery adapters, sport bottles, DVD, you know, the whole thing. It's a $518 value for $399. It's a great package. We've had a good response to it. People want to be secure with their water, you know, and you feel so much better when you drink water and you're drinking pure water.
You can go a month without food. You'll die in 3 days without water.
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Debbie.
Thank you, Alex. Bye, everybody.
Take care. 1-888-803-4438. And again, it's made in America, and they support our entire shortwave outreach program, and it's a good deal. I bought Big Berkeys before they were sponsored 3 years ago, so I bought some, like, I don't know, 5 years ago now. How time flies. Still using the unit I bought 5 years ago. Man, I tell you, just so much news here. I got to recap this just briefly. Again, court opens door to searches without warrants. Dissenting judges call ruling the road to hell. And that was the Fifth Circuit. Now, the federal court, the Supreme Court, the highest federal court, said you got to show your ID and answer their questions, or they can charge you with a resisting arrest, not answering questions, then you get felony charges. So in Nazi Germany, they would just drag you off, you know, or ask for your papers. Here, you get arrested if you don't grovel properly and lick their boots properly. Listen to this article. This is out of the London Independent. Prozac Nation, UK. Hundreds of thousands of people are being prescribed powerful antidepressants that they may not need because doctors are using the pills as a quick-fix solution to mild anxiety problems, according to a report published today. And it goes on to admit that 1 in 10 in England, that 1 in 10 people in England is now on a Prozac type of drug. Research reveals that the extent to which Britain has become a Prozac nation, with more than 6 million people now taking pills to prop up their mood, campaigners at the level of drug prescribing had reached alarming levels, while some patients said they had been handed pills as if they were sweets. Well, Prozac company, Eli Lilly last year got in trouble. Millions of people, it was mainly in the from Texas to Florida, in their mailboxes were sent Prozac. Now, folks, this is not candy. This is a psychotropic listed as an hallucinogen. And they admit it causes a lot of people to commit suicide. So they just mail it out like candy, but then a SWAT team will bust down your door looking for some marijuana. By the way, do you know we can import hemp, which doesn't even get you high, by the way? Most of the varieties don't even get you high. The type they use for rope and fabric, better than cotton, doesn't even... Literally, you'd have to smoke like 2 pounds of it to get the amount that you get from normal marijuana, the type that you know, use for drugs, THC. And I was just thinking about those statistics, that they don't even allow our farmers since the 30s to grow hemp, which is one of our biggest crops. But it's imported. And why? Because they want the cotton growers lobbied to have it banned. So did some of the big chemical companies, because hemp produces an oil for making clothes that can be reconstituted better than polyester. So the big business wants to make money, they just ban something. So they'll bust down your door while they're shipping drugs out a lot worse to you in the mailbox. And so it says that 80% of government officials admit and doctors admit that they're overprescribing drugs such as Prozac and Cerarat with patients may simply need someone to talk to. And again, I said politician and doctor, because it says 80% of GPs, I guess that's their term for doctors. And it says the research reveals the extent to which Britain has become a Prozac nation, more than 6 million people now taking the pills. That's 1 in 10. The survey of 250 doctors by Norwich Union Healthcare found that 8 out of 10 admitted that they were overprescribing antidepressants and that the drugs... three-quarters said that they were handing out more of the drugs than they did 5 years ago. A quarter of family doctors said that the dire shortage of therapies and counseling is now one of the most urgent priorities for the National Health Services. This is Jim Thompson, chief executive of the Depression Alliance, said, quote, the research reveals a worrying level of doctors who think that they don't have any other resource apart from handing out antidepressant drugs. Well, this is SOMA. This is Brave New World. This is what they planned all along. Continuing, this is out of the Russian Journal. Hundreds of missiles missing in the Ukraine. Kiev, the Ukrainian defense minister, cannot find evidence that it had dismantled its decommissioned missiles, Ukrainian defense minister told reporters. Unfortunately, there are exotic things when we are looking for several hundred. Don't even get that. Unfortunately, there are exotic things, and we are looking for several hundred missiles that have been decommissioned, but we cannot find them, he said. The missiles are said to have been dismantled, Mr. Marchuk noted, adding that such missiles contained silver, gold, and platinum group metals. Where are the results of the dismantling, he asked. There was no common accounting system in the Ukrainian armed forces before. The defense minister appointed another minister in 2003. An inventory audit carried out after his appointment showed a $180 billion difference. That's what it says with the previous report. And it says, in other words, nobody knew exactly what was happening in the armed forces, he said. Frankly speaking, I cannot say that this is precise information, although I carried out two inventory audits because there was no accounting. And it says, meanwhile, the nonproliferation of weapons of mass destruction was discussed at a meeting of the Council of Ministers at CIS countries in Minsk on Friday. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov attended the meeting. And then they just, on a sidebar, admit, oh, by the way, these hundreds of missing missiles, they're nuclear missiles. I'm sorry. Oh. I mean, this is out of control. By the way, you think there are 180 million missing is bad? I guess because it's only one former satellite of the Soviet Union, though they're most robust and well-armed because it was on the front lines against Europe. There's 1.2 trillion as of 2 years ago. The numbers have gotten worse. According to the Associated Press, missing from the Pentagon. That's the criminality, the looting. Well, you don't support the troops. Okay, I guess I don't. I don't support the government officials, I don't mean the troops, stealing 1.2 trillion. Missing. And by the way, about half of that was under Clinton, and in the last 2 years, because he'd only been in office 2 years when these statistics came out, Lord Bush, under him, the other half got stolen. So it's an acceleration of all of this. Just unbelievable. You know, there's a world ID card. A couple years ago, the UN said they wanted a world ID card with a certain prefix number system, the same number of digits in the Social Security card. They signed a treaty with the U.S. and others to force the world to go into biometric passports, which is the world ID card. Well, the Register reports campaigners fight biometric passports, and civil liberties and privacy groups have launched a campaign against airline industry plans to create a massive international database of passport holders tied together with flawed biometric technology. A global biometric identity system being established on behalf of governments by the International Civil Aviation Organization, or ICAO, poses a grave threat to civil liberties, privacy activists warn. Yeah, this is the this CAPS II is the U.S. mode of this. And to have any job, you'll be on your ID card. If you have bad credit, no job. I mean, Ridge said that. Critics have drafted an open letter expressing concerns over plans to mandate the use of biometrics and RFID frequency technology in all future passports. The conventional measures are due to be finalized at the ICAO meeting in Cairo this week. And I remember when the legislature was in session, last session, in Texas, comes in every 2 years, they had the federal model of this being implemented statewide. They almost passed a bill that if you'd ever criticize the government or the police, no arrest, no conviction, no nothing, just that was in a database, that it would flash up when the cops pull you over for special treatment, like wearing your yellow star. And that's what this does. The article goes on to say the face doesn't fit. ICAO has decided that the initial international biometric standard for passports will be facial mapping. Fingerprinting may come later. The EU is already calling for fingerprints to be included along with an associated European register of all biometrics. And they go on to say that the legislation pieces for ICAO system are already in place. The USA Patriot Act, passed by Congress after the events of September 11th, included the requirement that the president certify a biometric technology standard for use in identifying foreigners seeking admission. But see, when we leave the country, we have to do it too. So it's for everybody. And then he said, oh, but people from Mexico don't have to, but citizens do through the state driver's license that's also part of a federal program. So if you're an illegal alien from Mexico, you're exempt from all this, but if you're a citizen, you're not. A bunch of articles where a guy who bombed, a Nazi who bombed people in Europe, saw the Passion, confessed, and turned himself in. Man confesses after seeing the Passion AP. A 20-year-old man confessed to a half-dozen burglaries, saying he felt guilty after seeing the movie, The Passion of the Christ. When police responded to a burglar alarm in a wireless phone store at 3:30 a.m. on Sunday, Turner Lee Bingham walked up and confessed to taking 80 from the register. Police said he also said he was responsible for 5 or 6 other burglaries. And the police said that he said he saw the passion, so decided to turn himself in. Another guy murdered his girlfriend with her, who was pregnant with a baby years ago, and got away with it. He turned himself in over the passion. That's certainly good news. This is out of Al Jazeera. U.S. admits killing Arab journalists in Iraq. U.S. military has acknowledged it was responsible for killing 2 journalists working for Dubai-based satellite channel Al Arabiya, who were shot close to a checkpoint in the Iraq capital earlier this month. And before the war, they said they would kill journalists, including Western journalists. White House looks for Rice compromise. We'll cover that when we get back. I hear the music. So when we get back, I'll hit, 10 other quick stories that are all really important. And we'll wrap up this information-packed program. We'll take one quick call, too, so stay with us.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The globalists would have already carried out more terror attacks if we hadn't exposed that they were behind it and all their prior knowledge and involvement. So now they're a little bit off balance, which in a way makes them even more dangerous. We've got to move forward exposing them to save a lot of lives and our freedoms. One quick call. Lisa in Mass, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I think you're right. If they weren't exposed, the globalists, they would be a lot safer, wouldn't they?
Yeah, we've got to expose the criminals, yes.
Yes. Well, I wanted to know, I know that, and I thank you for doing it, you had had the Schindler family on back around October. Are you going to be keep covering this story? There's a lot of new developments that are very serious, and I wanted to bring those to your attention.
Okay, well, tell folks what you're talking about.
Okay, Terry Schindler Schiavo, and she's right now being confined in Clearwater, Florida. And, when was it? It was in 1990 that she was found mysteriously collapsed on the floor.
Yeah, folks know the basics of the story, but
yeah.
We're almost out of time.
Well, I know. Right now, I found out that Clearwater, Florida is controlled and literally patrolled by Scientologists. A lot of the things that have occurred in her case, in fact, are presently occurring even today, are Scientology tactics. I'd like to know if you'd be willing to look into this.
Yeah, I'll look into it,
I'm the only person who's written anything about it. Would you allow me to reveal the website URL? You already know about me. Frank Whalen's already told you about my internet website.
Go ahead and plug what you're doing.
Thank you, Alex. It's libertytothecaptives.net. Type in Lisa Ruby, R-U-B-Y, in Google. The Scientologists, their tactics, they are literally accusing the parents of harming Terry. Terry's lost two teeth in a 10-day span. The parents don't know what happened. Last night.
You know, I'll call the parents and get them back. Ma'am, I'll call the parents and get them back on. I appreciate your call. We're just flat out of time, and I had a few stories I wanted to hit here. Larry Silverstein was the owner of the World Trade Center complex, bought it a few months before the disaster. And then he said on PBS that they blew up Building 7, and we have a section on that. Well, now he has bought the Sears Tower with a, quote, shadowy group of New York real estate owners. And now the Washington Times reports something we already knew, that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, al-Qaeda's purported operations chief, has told U.S. interrogators that the group had been planning attacks on the Library Tower in Los Angeles and the Sears Tower in Chicago on the heels of September 11th. So still the big target there. Terror bomb seized. London police have been caught staging this stuff before, and then they never get called on it. But an al-Qaeda plot to blast London was dramatically foiled by police today. 700, that's what it says. Police swooped in a series of 6 a.m. raids in the capital and the home counties. They found a half a ton of fertilizer explosives, enough for a series of terror spectaculars. I've got local police in the U.S. holding up jumper cables going, look, pipe bombs, and later they have to admit it wasn't pipe bombs. These people are incredible. But at least they're not blowing stuff up like they usually are. At least they're just claiming they saved us. So that's very important. I'm flat out of time. We covered a lot of the news, went over some of the new rulings, what's happening. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. I hope that all of you will go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I hope you'll get my videos, my books, the books I carry, the other great videos by other great researchers. They're waking people up. They're great tools. Toll-free number to order them is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Get the videos, make copies, get them out to people. It's having an effect. You've got to stand up and fight this corrupt system. Again, God bless you all. Now get out there and take on the new world order.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. 888. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.